Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, you may have noticed in the last couple of weeks that the focus in our liturgical readings and prayers has begun to change in a very interesting direction. We know that we are now very close to the end of our liturgical year, and as is traditional within the Church, as we approach that end, more and more our focus is on the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the readings will have that particular flavor. Sometimes we forget just how frequently Jesus did in the Gospels refer to what he called the Day of the Lord, that time when all history will be completed, God's glory and majesty will be revealed, and we will all come to that moment of judgment on the threshold of entering into the kingdom. Now, we have to keep in mind that our focus on these last things, these last days, are not intended simply to frighten us or to cause anxiety, but to allow us to recognize that, after all, this day of the Lord is the goal of Christian life. It is the end of our pilgrimage with Jesus Christ, moving toward that moment when Christ will be all in all, that all things will finally become subject to our Heavenly Father, and we will realize, and this for all eternity, the truth of our lives and the meaning of our existence and the power and the merciful love of God. And I think reflecting on these last times, so-called, or on that coming of the day of the Lord, allows us to order our lives in the here and now in a way that not only reflects the life of Christ, but prepares us for that moment of his coming in glory. We live now so that we might live forever with Christ. And the fact that we remember that the second coming of Jesus Christ, the day of the Lord, is the goal of our Christian life, helps us then in our daily living, in the very here and now, to make those choices that reflect the life that we will live forever, reflects the choices we make to imitate Christ and to live even now in the presence of the resurrected Lord. Now, there have been attempts throughout Christian history to fix the very time and day of our Lord's coming again. It has been a constant temptation throughout Christian history, in spite of the fact that our Lord specifically tells us that only God our Father knows this time and place. In fact, in the concluding verse of our gospel reading for this past Sunday, Jesus says, "Stay awake," and then adds, "For you do not know the time or the place of his coming. But remain ready." All of those supposed insights into the readings of the prophets, other scriptural descriptions of this end time, all these attempts to try to pinpoint that time and place have come to naught. These have been attempts to control the nature of the event. Sometimes we have from Jesus himself descriptions of what that day will be like. But in fact, as the Apostle John tells us in his first letter, what we shall be like at that time has not yet been revealed to us. But we know this, that when Jesus comes again, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And those who gaze upon Christ, who try to understand him and learn him more deeply and imitate our lives on his more perfectly, already we are in that process of becoming more like him based on that sense of his nearness, of what we already know of him. That day of the Lord that our Lord spoke about will be full of awe and wonder. Some of the descriptions of Jesus are sometimes not only awesome, but also a little frightening. But Jesus also said, Christians are not to be fearful or frightful of this. They are not to expect this coming with fear, but rather with joy. For in a life that is lived according to the pattern of Christ, this will be a fulfillment of our deepest desires, of all of that which we hope to achieve in the here and now. There will be a fulfillment, a glorious vision to us. Why shouldn't we then look forward to this day with expectation and with joy? I think our Lord stresses sometimes the more dramatic aspects of the day of the Lord to show the importance of this event, to draw Christians very seriously to consider what is the purpose of our lives, what makes it realizable here and now, to know Christ, and to wish and desire to be with him forever. Our Lord also wants us to understand that the way we live now will determine the way in which we greet the Lord and live forever. So that remembering those final times is a moment of conscience examination for us. Are we following those commandments of the Lord? Do the moments of our life reflect the presence of Christ among us? Do we also pursue a rather important virtue in Christian life? And that is the virtue of detachment. That is, always to use the good things of this world to support our life, to allow us that time to meditate upon the presence of Christ, to live out our Christian obligations, but never to be kidnapped by the things of this world. Always remembering that they are given to us for a higher purpose. We are not given the good things simply to be able to possess them, and then to desire even more possessions, but to see them as gifts of God for the support of our lives, and not be so attached to them that their loss might cast us down, but to realize that we are going toward that moment when the world as we see it now and as we experience it will be swept away. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem that is heaven itself. So our Lord, throughout these days, as we think of those final moments of the history of the world, of all creation, we find that it is a time to remain vigilant, to possess the wisdom from God to discern the meaning of events around us, to be able to enlarge our hearts and minds so that when the Lord comes, we will recognize him immediately and be able to embrace his presence. Our Lord tells us also, remain not only vigilant, but awake. Do not go become drowsy in our lives, that is, forgetful of the Lord's presence or our duties as Christians. And to find our preparation for that second coming to be also an appropriate preparation for our own day of the Lord, that is, the moment of our natural death. For in that natural death, we find we are at that moment entirely in the hands of God. All human efforts, all human devices fail. But it is in faith and hope we give our natural life over to the God who created it and to the Redeemer who has saved it. For we will come, all of us, to experience that day of the Lord personally. So we remain awake, vigilant, full of prayer, full of hope, and to understand that we prepare for this by recognizing the presence of our Lord already here, especially in the Holy Eucharist, as we listen to his voice, as we receive his body and blood, and in recognizing the Lord in the Eucharist, know that we are being prepared to recognize him when he comes again. And so, my friends, consideration of the end times is not to frighten us. It is not to lull us into any kind of complacent belief that we understand the time and place, but it's to give us great courage to know that, in fact, our Lord, as victor over sin and death, is now preparing a place for us that we might share in his eternal glory.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.